Well, good morning, Saints. It's pretty exciting to be a part of the Wilson Triple Threat this morning. So, turn your Bibles to Matthew chapter 11. Matthew 11, verse 28. Come to me, all who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in spirit, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. You know, I have a friend who I played basketball with in high school for a year, and he works at the Yellowstone Boys and Girls Ranch in Billings, and he works with a lot of really troubled kids. It's actually a pretty traumatic job. You know, he was telling me just in the last month he's had to rush two kids to the ER because they tried to take their own lives. And, you know, he was kind of coming to me and saying, you know, like, I'm tired. I'm weary. This job has got me down. You know, and he grew up in a church, and he believes that the Bible is the Word of God. But, you know, so we sat down for study, and I still wanted to go over some proof stuff with him, because I doubted he had seen some of these prophecies before. And, you know, after we went through those, he said, you know, it's really peaceful to be able to have that concrete foundation. You know, and I'm just thinking, man, this is just the beginning. Like, if this keeps going, like, it is peaceful to know that this is truth. But that's just the beginning of the peace that Jesus can give us. So people need rest and peace. Turn to Ephesians chapter 2. Ephesians chapter 2, verses 11 to 12. Therefore, remember that formerly you, the Gentiles in the flesh, who are called uncircumcision by the so-called circumcision, which is performed in the flesh by human hands, remember that you were at that time separate from God, excluded from the commonwealth of Israel, and strangers to the covenant of promise, having no hope and without God in the world. Man, this is where so many people are at right now. They have no hope because there's no God in their world. You know, Jay asked me to preach about something that was burning in my heart, and this is kind of a situation that has been burning in my heart. You know, I had a Christian friend tell me one time that they thought that drinking socially was a way that you could, you know, kind of make people who aren't Christians feel a little more like comfortable around you, and that was kind of a way to bring them in and kind of start spiritual conversations. You know, and honestly, I couldn't disagree more. You know, I sat in on a Bible study with Steve Doty recently, and he was saying, you know, he's kind of telling his story about how, you know, when he was struggling with drinking and trying to overcome that and looking for answers, you know, he said there's no way he was going to go to church because those same church people were the ones that were at the bars. You know, the only type of people that's going to attract are those people who are trying to justify their sinful behavior already. The people that are looking for answers, that are looking for truth, and they're going to say, and this guy, he's no different than anybody else. He doesn't have any answers. By participating in that same type of behavior, we're actually taking away their hope. You know, people need hope. People need hope for victory in their lives. You know, I recently read a book about Steve Prefontaine. You know, he was one of the best collegiate runners in the United States ever. He ran at the University of Oregon, and you know, he would, one of his famous quotes is, I don't run a race to see who's the fastest, I run a race to see who has the most guts. And that's like, that tells you what kind of guy he was. And he set a record, like, he won 25 consecutive races at his home track in Oregon. One of the best to ever do it. When he was about my age, he died in a drunk driving accident. You know? And something that was said at his funeral, you know, because he's an inspirational guy. He had that type of energy. Like, when he walked into a room, people wanted to be around him. It was said at his funeral that people need winners. And Prix was a winner. You know, he was a winner on the track, but in the only thing that really mattered, he actually wasn't. You know, turn to 1 John 5:4. For whatever is born of God overcomes the world. And this is the victory that has overcome the world, our faith. And if you're in Christ, if you're born of God, you're an overcomer. You're a winner. And you don't let anybody ever tell you what your identity is. As a Christian, your past, your mistakes, whatever, that doesn't define you. Jesus defines you. So people need winners. And people need us. And every day that we wake up and we step out of our door, you know, that's another chance for us to show people the victory that comes only in Jesus. And by doing that, we bring glory and honor to His name. Thank you.